I'm good. Drinking coffee and packing lunches like most mornings.
I hear you. We do that the night before, though, Senator. It gives a little extra time, you know, that morning.
I did make some of the peanut butter sandwiches last night, but everything else, it needs to be assembled today.
did you get a chance to see former Congressman Pete Hoekstra's commercial regarding the position he wants to attain?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't see it when it aired live, but I got my phone started blowing up, so I went down on the computer and watched it online, and wow, that was a stunner.
What were your thoughts when you saw it?
Well, I got to tell you, I saw Clint Eastwood's, and it was halftime in America, and he talked about ending what divides us, and I couldn't have been more proud. And then I watched the Hoekstra one, and it was just shameful. It was divisive and ugly, and I thought it was really beyond the pale. I know he was hoping to emulate Rick Snyder's tough nerd, but, I mean, it didn't even come close. It was an embarrassment.
What bothered you about it?
Well, you know, having, you know, this woman with a broken English, you know, with an alluring look to her and just attacking Debbie Stabenow, I mean, it was the exact opposite of what Snyder did, which was all positive and all aimed on him and a vision, and it was just the ugliest of campaign ads that you see. I mean, I guess I should give him kudos for, you know, maybe not being smart enough to have a super PAC run it, so he wasn't directly attached to it, but I just thought it was shameful.
What's your take on the January job growth numbers that came out Friday?
Well, I'm encouraged. You know, I think that what we saw was most economists really pegged an optimistic number, thinking it would be about 150,000, and when it turned out to be 243,000 jobs, I think it's something that we should all really be happy about and excited about and continue that trend. I mean, this is something that I give huge credit to the president for, because when the autos were on the ropes, he said, we're going to invest in the U.S., we're going to invest in Michigan, and we have seen that it has made a huge difference in jobs here in our state and for the middle class.
Senator, I know you can't speak for the president, but when I saw that, I thought, that's nice and fine and dandy, but I started wondering, what has he done lately to help us get more jobs here in the state of Michigan? And it made me wonder, well, why aren't we building that new pipeline, which would create thousands of jobs?
You know, I think that's a legitimate question, Tony. And with regard to the pipeline, I can't speak for the president. But I do know that had we had Governor Romney as our president when the autos were on the ropes, he would have thrown the towel in. And I can't even imagine what our state would look like, whether it's direct jobs from the auto industry or it's suppliers or it's people who are in a position that they're purchasing others' goods because they've got a job. You know, it would have been devastating to the state of Michigan. And so while we can talk about the pipeline and other things that he can and maybe should be doing, that was a huge difference between this president and the man who's likely going to be his challenger. And, I wouldn't even want to think about what our state would have looked like had it been another way.
Senator, where are we going to find more money for education?
Well, you know, we've put a plan on the table that talks about getting rid of loopholes, and we could fund higher education for every kid in Michigan. If you did 10% of closing loopholes and ensuring every business in the state is paying either their 6% rate or we're paying 4.3%, that would bring so many online. We could put so much investment into education. And, you know, education is economic development, and that's the type of conversation we should be having. I'm hopeful the governor uses the surplus to give money back to the school aid fund that they took out last year. But, you know, we can't just continue to throw money. We've got to ensure that it's well spent, and I think that's incumbent on us as well.
I recently saw some numbers that showed Michigan was 18th in U.S. ag exports. It got me to thinking, some agriculture folks we've talked with really complained about the rail system here in the state of Michigan, and they also said that we needed that bridge to get our goods and services not only to Canada but to other parts in the world. What's your take on those numbers?
I totally agree. You know, I think that when you've got agriculture as our number two business here in the state of Michigan, we've got to ensure that we can get our goods in and out of the state, that we can process goods to the extent we can in the state. I had the Farm Bureau in my office last week. You know, we have worked on the bridge issue, a number of us, and I'm hopeful it will be resolved Ideally, it would be resolved with the blessing of the legislature, so anyone who's engaging in contracts with the state would have that security, knowing that it's not just an executive order or one person's decision, because that would strike fear into my heart if I was a contractor and knew that the executive could change with the next election. But I am hopeful that we will resolve this and build that bridge, because I do think it's important for the auto industry, for agriculture, and for, you know, this the North American gateway to the United States. It's got to be reliable, efficient, and well-run.
Last question for you before we let you go. Beyond what we've already been talking about, what are you going to be working on this week? What's hot on your desk?
Well, we're going to see the governor is going to introduce his budget, and so we're going to continue to push our Michigan 2020 plan. No one in the Republican side has responded in a substantive way, which is encouraging, because I don't think that they can really find a flaw other than debating whether or not the dollars are there. I'm ready to have that conversation. We're going to keep pushing for it because, like I said, education is economic development. And if we could have the best educated workforce in the country, this is where business would be coming.
All right, Senator, thanks so much. If you have a couple of extra PB&Js, ship them mine, Brittany's way. We love those.
I'm cutting them out in parts this week, Tony, so I'll try to send you some.
All right, thanks so much, Senator.
Thanks.